Hey, I was a movie freak too, and I was always telling people, "You gotta see this movie," and just making people, just pissing people off, pushing the movies and records, and I was just into music and movies. And I did that, and somebody said, "Well, there's some people next door that are starting up a newspaper. You ought to write a movie review for this newspaper." So that's when I first heard of the Great Speckled Bird. And they were setting up next door. Yeah.
So what issue were you first in?
It was an early issue. I can't tell you exactly. Actually, I have it written down because at one point, about 2 years ago, I actually started systematizing an archive.
Yeah.
It was March 29th. I think that's right. March 29th. Do you know when the first issue was?
I have that written down at home. From the ones I've gotten of Stephanie, I decided that was a good thing to try to put issues and dates together.
Well, it's March 29th of 68, so that's pretty early.
Yeah, it is.
It was Elvira Madigan. That was the movie.
I remember it. Goodness.
And I hated it, and I wrote a review. This is the worst movie I've ever made. But I was a big, I was an apostle of Pauline Kael, who was like the big movie review. I just thought she was great, and I patterned myself after her. And one of the things that she used to love to do was, really go after a movie that everybody loved. So, I did my share of that. And then May 24th, I wrote the second article, which was Ivan the Terrible, which was Eisenstein. And that's when I had my first editorial conflict. I had a paragraph about Eisenstein being homosexual and how that played into the way he actually filmed the movie and the characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Coffin cut it out. And so I went over there and I said, "Why did you cut that out?" He said, "It doesn't have anything to do with the article." I said, "The hell it doesn't." So we had a little argument, and it came to, it goes in or the article goes out. Now, he gave in, and it went in. That was my first tough many editorial conflicts.
Oh,
only my second review.
It could have been.